Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Protecting children is common sense. The state of Georgia has now become the next state to protect unborn children when Governor Brian Kemp signed into law the Living Infants Fairness and Equality Act. We're going to be talking about this important law on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the acronym for this law, Living Infants Fairness and Equality, is LIFE. L-I-F-E. It's the LIFE Act. And this bill prohibits abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected in the womb, which is as early as 5 to 6 weeks post-fertilization. The law will become effective January 1, 2020. I have no illusions about the fact that there will be a lawsuit against this law, just like there are against all abortion restriction laws. But the question is not if there's going to be a lawsuit, but when one of these cases, and I think it's going to be soon, will reach the U.S. Supreme Court and Roe versus Wade is eventually, finally overturned. I think that will definitely happen.
Yeah, no question about it. And thank God that we have a president who was able to appoint constitutionalist to the United States Supreme Court. He's had two appointments in Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh. My hope is, of course, that they are going to rule according to the United States Constitution, where this so-called phantom right to slaughter your unborn child was created under another term that is not in the Constitution, a right to privacy. It's time that this draconian, egregious Supreme Court decision in Roe v. Wade is overturned, and we're seeing more and more states around the country beyond Georgia passing these life bills, these bills that say, hey, you know, what do we use to detect life? A heartbeat. Certainly, it's not enough. From the moment of conception, a person is a person. However, we know for certain that when they have a heartbeat, this is a living human being that is a separate entity, and this bill would protect the rights of those individual persons.
You know, I have to commend the Georgia chairwoman who sponsored this bill. She said, we are not like New York or Virginia.
Yeah, that's good.
We will not throw away children who aren't perfect, because all children are perfect in the eyes of God. And you know, if you have an opportunity to see an ultrasound, to hear a heartbeat, you cannot deny that is a child.
And that is Renee Unterman. She is the Republican member of the Georgia legislature. She is on the Senate, and she's part of the Science and Technology Committee. She's actually the chairwoman of that committee. Strong statement. And others as well were standing up against the radicalism of New York and even Virginia. Although Virginia got so much pushback, they actually had to go backwards and they couldn't push through what they wanted to. And that was an infanticide.
Mm-hmm.
But Georgia's not Virginia. Georgia's not New York. And there's so many other states as well that are making a statement. There are about 15 states that have introduced similar heartbeat bills this year alone. Georgia now joins Kentucky, Mississippi, and Ohio. That's four states already that have passed these heartbeat bills. And what these bills do, as you mentioned, Matt, once the heartbeat is detectable, and that's why I say it's common sense, because what happens when you find a person who has had an injury and you rush up to them and they're not moving, what do?
You check their pulse.
You check their pulse.
Because that's life.
And then you determine whether or not their heart is beating. And you check their pulse. That's the first thing. You look at anybody, you check their pulse. You see if they're breathing. You check their pulse.
And if their heart isn't beating, then you take effort, CPR, whatever you need to get the heart beating again.
To get the heart beating again, absolutely.
And, you know, speaking of New York, they had a great event a few weeks ago called Alive from New York. And they, you know, Abby Johnson, who is the former Planned Parenthood director, whose story is based on the movie Unplanned, she got in one of those mobile units that do the ultrasound, and they showed her baby on the ultrasound, on the live screen, and you see the little baby moving around. You hear the heartbeat. So more than 10...
In Times Square.
Yeah, in Times Square, the busiest intersection in the world, okay? 10 to 20,000 people, I believe, attended that.
That were actually there.
Yes.
And that does not include...
And they live streamed it as well. Yeah.
Back and forth in the vehicles, the people walking back and forth.
Right.
That doesn't even include them. These are the people that are standing there going for that event, 10 to 20,000.
And there was a hush over the whole area.
Even the protesters.
Even the protesters did not say a word. Hearing that baby.
So here on the Jumbotrons, right there in Times Square, you have on the high def Jumbotrons, you have the 4D ultrasound broadcast right there in the heart of New York City, and this is of Abby Johnson's baby live in the womb, real time.
And she says, this is a baby right here, folks. This is a baby. It's a human being with a heartbeat, with its own DNA separate from my body, and this baby deserves to live.
Oh, yeah. And
just like every baby.
And I love that the hush came over the crowd, even the protesters, and, you know, just kind of people passing by. You have to wonder how many hearts were changed when exposed to the reality of this human being, clearly, irrefutably, this living human being in Abby Johnson's womb there over this huge screen in Times Square. You have to wonder how many hearts were changed by that.
Yeah, you know, it's encouraging to see that, and it's encouraging to see what Georgia has done and the other states, Kentucky, Mississippi, Ohio, and 15 states where this similar law has been introduced. The heartbeat bill, it says that when you detect a heartbeat, which is going to be 5 to 6 weeks post-fertilization, you cannot perform an abortion. Now, I know Georgia has an exception for rape and incest. I don't agree with that exception.
You can't punish the child for the crimes of the father.
No, you can't punish a child. It's a difficult situation, no question about that, when someone gets sexually assaulted. But you don't undo that horrible situation by committing another, even more egregious
crime. Yeah, murder.
Crime, and that is murdering the child. Life always overcomes. No matter what hurt you have, time can heal that, but time can never restore a life that has been permanently taken. And so life has to always be the choice. Here, when you have this detectable heartbeat, it's 5 to 6 weeks post-fertilization. So most women would never even know that they're pregnant until at or after that time, because you're just now missing your first menstrual cycle. And you don't know if that's just something that happened or if you're actually pregnant until you actually do a pregnancy test. And so most abortions, Holly, under these heartbeat bills would be banned. You would not be able to do it. And so that's, I think, this is a good law, and it's just one of many. The U.S. Supreme Court right now has the Alabama law before it. It's been conferencing on that law. In other words, it's been reviewing the law. It's going to be one of many cases that have been in the litigation pipeline and will eventually make their way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And it's just a matter of time, whether it's Alabama, whether it's this case, whether it's one of the other many cases out there, that the Supreme Court will take one of these cases. And any of these cases are going to be direct challenges to Roe versus Wade, even though they're not permanent bans. When you say, is there a right to abortion on the Constitution? You have to ask that question. Where did that come from? Oh, it came from Roe versus Wade. Is that constitutional? Well, the answer obviously is no.
You know, I also appreciate that the governor in Georgia also did this despite the boycott threats from Hollywood actors. You know, a lot of them were having a fit and threatening to pull out of the state. But he, you know, he passed this bill courageously protecting the lives of these unborn children despite those ridiculous threats.
Pray for the country, this America that we love to return to a foundation and ethic that protects innocent human life, particularly innocent human life in the womb. I believe the time will come. I've said it for years, and I think it's coming closer. I think you can begin to see this happening, that the Supreme Court will reverse the decision at the U.S. Supreme Court. Roe versus Wade will be history. It'll be something of the past. The battle will go to the states. We need to be prepared. For more information, stand with us, pray for America, and do something about the religious freedom, life, and family that's under assault in this country. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org. There you can sign up for a number of our emails right there on the front page, lc.org. Also, we have a lot of other resources available for you regarding religious liberty, life, and family, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.